And I say delusion in a very affectionate way. I mean, delusion is a huge part of my life. If it weren't for delusion, I wouldn't have become a comedian at all, because particularly starting out, you know, there's so much failure. And amidst that failure, you have to tell yourself, it's going quite nicely. Because if you didn't, you'd never get on stage again. You'd just be like, I guess human beings don't like me. Because with stand-up comedy, it's not like a play or a movie where people don't like it. They can go, well, we didn't like the set or the script or the costumes. With stand-up comedy, if people don't like it, they're basically saying, we don't like you. You know, your personality. That's a hard reality to face. Even my first paid gig was completely based on this one lie. I was asked to perform 30 minutes of comedy at a place called Fat Tuesdays in Virginia. And what I should have said was, I only have about 11 minutes of comedy. And what I did say was, yeah. And so I drive Abby's mint green Taurus out to Fat Tuesdays in Virginia. And I'm backstage, which is the sidewalk of a strip mall. And I'm scared to death because I don't know what's going to happen after the 11 minutes elapses. And I even say to the headliner, I go, hey, like, what happens if I run out of material? And he goes, just make fun of people. And I was like, I don't know if that's such a good idea. Whenever I make fun of people, they punch me. I later found out that's an entire genre of comedy. You know, these guys, they walk on stage and they're like, nice shirt, faggot, you know, and people are like, it's so true, you know. This shirt does suck. This guy's a genius. I'm from Jersey. You know, it's a popular regional genre, but certainly not my forte. And so I'm scared to death, and I don't know what's going to happen. And they open the door, and they go, Mike, you're on. And I turn around, and I throw up on the sidewalk because my body couldn't think of another plan. It was just like, what do we do? Let's get rid of some food, you know? And then I walk on stage and I do 4 minutes of comedy. Because when you're bombing, it pares down. And I thank the audience and apologize. I was like, thank you, sorry. And I walked off and I drove home to Abby and she said, how'd it go? And I said, it was amazing. Because in my mind, it had been. And if it hadn't, I never would have gotten on stage again. So Abby and I were living together. And this was a secret. It was her idea. She was like, we should live together. And what I should have said was, my parents are pretty conservative, and they probably wouldn't go for that. And what I did say was, yeah, you know? And so when my parents would visit, we would put all of her stuff in this one small room, and then we would close the door to that room, and then we hung a tapestry in front of the door as though that room didn't exist. It was the closest my life had come to a plot line of Scooby-Doo. And it worked. I mean, that's what's so strange. That plan worked. But lying to my parents in that way caused me so much anxiety. And that was when I started to see the jackal.